Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. We are coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, talking about all kinds of stuff so far tonight. A lot of dumb stuff happened last week that we're talking about. Joe Biden doing a lot of crazy stuff, of course. We talk a lot about economics as well. Economics is one of our favorite things. We believe in free markets. Because we believe in your personal freedom. We believe in individual liberty. Free markets, free from coercion. Because I don't have the right to tell you what to do, no more than you have the right to tell me what to do. As long as we're not hurting people, we're not taking each other's stuff. This is a very different opinion from people like the Socialist Party. They think that they can just take whatever they want of yours, like people in the Socialist Party of Great Britain, where they lay out the scenario of Jack being a carpenter, his neighbor Jean being a baker. Jean needs her doors tightened. Jack says he'll fix them. Jean says she'll give him some cakes as a thank you. And they say that that is how a socialist society will work. And so the funny part about this, if we can actually be on point for a second here about the actual funny part.
I just realized that Jean's cake.
Yes.
Cake is what the kids use. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I had to cut all of this out of the shorts I made for yesterday because, I don't know, it's inside jokes aren't as funny on YouTube shorts, you know.
I don't think this is an inside joke. I think it's just a regular joke.
So the funny part about this was the cell phone. I even circled down at the bottom. They got 86 just standard retweets on it, which means kind of like, oh, yeah, I want to get this message out there. And then they got about 1,600 quote tweets, and most of them are people making fun of them because what they just described was free trade, bartering, and essentially the basis of capitalism.
Not socialism.
Not socialism.
But 86 people were just as dumb as they are, so.
That's pretty good numbers, yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. Now, number one is just going to be Socialist Party of Great Britain, SPGB. All right, so they got a few things. A person on here said, that sounds more like a religion than an actual economic system. How do you address scarcity? So someone wants to know about scarcity.
So they're actually having a conversation under this?
Oh, they comment back and forth quite a bit. We've gone back and forth with them a bunch.
Oh God, I can't believe they just didn't delete it.
Oh no, it's out there. They're trying to fix it today. That's the last part of them. They tried to revise history just a little bit. They say scarcity can already mostly be ended.
Mostly.
The only reason people die from hunger, deprivation, treatable diseases, dirty water, etc., is because capitalism produces for profit and people are too poor to buy what they need. Socialism will end artificial scarcity and produce an abundance.
Yeah. Yep.
So scarcity, the idea that we don't just have every single thing that every single person wants and needs, that can already be ended right now.
And all this stuff that we've produced and invented would just magically happen.
It still would have happened, mm-hmm. For sure. They literally, the only reason people are dying from hunger and treatable diseases is because of capitalism. And this goes back to that thing where you can take every single death, basically all the deaths, unless it's old age, are because of capitalism. But they won't even take that 100 million number from socialism because that's not real socialism.
That's right.
Continuing on with SP.
But also, I mean, real quick, also, yep. like you said, we just assume that all of this stuff would still be here. You know, like we still have diseases out there that aren't treatable because somebody hasn't come up with a treatment yet for them.
Why don't the socialists just do that?
I don't know. That's the biggest thing.
There are socialists out there. Why haven't they just cured more diseases?
Cancer should be done. Kid cancer. They should make some sides.
They need more sides. Okay, after that, now this is one to their, just to give them some credit. They deleted this one.
I happened to have it in an email I sent myself, so luckily it was still there. But when I tried to get it, it's gone. All right? As 99.999% of today's crimes are down to capitalism, there would be no real need for police and judges in the role they have today. This is under socialism. There may well be socialists who are trained for the rare occasions when serious crimes or situations that require such people might occur. So almost all, except for 0.001% of crimes are because of capitalism. That's it. So they're not going to have police and judges, but they will be people that are trained to take care of those situations when they do occur. I guess they just won't call them police and judges.
Lots of training. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there'd be no knees on necks or anything like that.
No.
It would be a very nice.
Which, honestly, how much training does it take to put someone in a gulag anyway? Like, you can get anyone to do that, honestly. And then they revised their latest tweet because it did go pretty viral. I even saw Ben Shapiro retweeted it yesterday. So they revised that first one, and they said, so Jack's a carpenter. His neighbor, Gene's a baker. Gene has some doors with loose hinges. Jack says he'll fix them and doesn't want anything for it.
Compassionate neighboring.
Yes. Gene says she'll give him some cakes anyway as a gift, even though she doesn't have to. How can anyone think that that's capitalism? So what they did was they've changed the situation now to where Jack says, no, I don't want anything. I'm going to do it completely for free. And Gene says, sir, I will not allow you to do this for free. I must give you this as a thank you. And that is what they say will occur under socialism. Now, that's not what they said in the first tweet. They said, Jack can fix this, and Gene says that she'll give him a cake as a thank you. But now that everyone clearly tore that one apart easily, they've changed it. Okay, just a little bit. All right.
It's still capitalism, by the way.
It is. It's still voluntarily trading. Now, what they're assuming here, they even put in the pictures. Fixed for free. Given as a gift.
Do they pay gift tax on that?
You see, I think anytime you go to Starbucks.
So now, know, Jack has to pay gift tax.
I give Starbucks a gift of $5 for the coffee. You know,
they give you the coffee for free.
And the coffee's free. Now, what they're asserting is that Jack still would have fixed the door for free. But you went down the line on this yesterday and said, well, Jack knows a lot of people that need their doors fixed, you know. And Jack has needs, too. Let's not forget, men have needs, ladies. And Jean understands the needs of a man. Trust me. Okay?
That's why she has all that cake.
And so would he still go fix it for free? Maybe he might fix Jean's. But what about the next person and the next person? And what if someone in that neighborhood doesn't know how to tighten up hinges? All right, what if it's a full neighborhood full of women, you know, and they just can't figure it out? They're just a bunch of cake bakers, and that's all they know how to do. No one can tighten a hinge on a door with a screwdriver.
And they say they don't need men.
So anyway, dumb bleep number one, the Socialist Party of Great Britain.
Yeah.
We appreciate, as always, the free content.
And you're right, Bailey. It's the same reasoning Bernie used when he gives you a free book if you buy a ticket to his presentation. It's the same thing, just like free shipping with Amazon. The shipping's free. You just have a membership. That's all you got.
Well, who's next?
Bernie's next.
Bernie. Yeah. Nice segue into Bernie. There's a little bit of a video here. I was going to, listen to Charlie's Bernie impression.
I love Bernie.
But read this tweet here for us, I guess.
All right, Bernie tweets. So that was dumb belief number one, is the Socialist Party of Great Britain. Dumb belief number two is old BS. He tweets out, if you've got $5 billion, do you really need to step on people in order to get another $5 billion? When is enough going to be enough for these guys? These guys.
Sexist.
Gosh.
All right.
I don't think there's any women billionaires?
I think this is probably him saying the same thing.
So people on top are really obsessed with greed. Look, it's understandable. Everybody wants to have more money. You want to live a good life. That's natural. We all do. But if you have $5 billion, do you really need to step on people in order to get another $5 billion? How much money do these people need?
Yeah.
And then you... what? It's not just inequality in terms of money.
Okay, so just this basic idea. First off, we could easily say, well, doesn't Bernie have enough money? First off, why does he get to say $5 billion?
When is enough enough?
Hasn't he stepped on enough people to get the millions of dollars that he has? Mm-hmm. You know, did he really need to get paid again for another? Why isn't he just going around doing these book tours for free?
What? Yeah, or just writing a book out of the graciousness of his own heart.
So he decided that, you know, he needs more money. So the main issue I had with this was the person's got $5 billion. Do you really need to step on people to get another $5 billion? That is a complete disconnect from how one obtains a worth of $5 billion. Now, if I thought that everyone who had $5 billion, let's put on our socialist hat. It's my socialist hat. If I thought that everyone who had $5 billion had just stepped on, raped and pillaged to get to that $5 billion.
What is this, the 1500s?
Yeah. Then I would probably feel the same way that he does about them stealing another $5 billion from
people. Be Robin Hood.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh yeah, well, the rich, this isn't fair because the rich are rich from stealing, not from actually providing value.
And so I think a lot of the, I think a lot of that disconnect comes from how socialists or democratic socialists or people on the left view the way that you get money or that you get worth. They think that you can only get it from stealing from people, which is not the case. A really good example up until the last few years when Tesla actually became profitable was that Musk was worth, let's just say, $50 billion from Tesla. And Tesla was worth however many billions of dollars, and they had never profited any money. Okay? Now, a lot of people would say, well, Musk was only worth that money because he was stealing from the workers of Tesla. But the workers of Tesla had never produced a profit. He was only worth that money.
And they got paid.
And they still got paid. Yeah. He was running in the negative. And so... they think that he got that by stealing. In fact, he got it because he owned a company, and other people who invest money into companies had deemed that company to be worth that much money. That was it. And so his idea that you'd have to step on people to get another $5 billion is just incorrect.
Yeah. And we can always use the Milton Friedman quote, which is, it's always the other person mm-hmm. who's greedy, not you. Like, you want, you know... 90%, because that's the argument. Let's go back to 90% tax rates. You want 90% of this guy's $5 billion to go into the system. Well, to help people because you're virtuous.
That's all the government does.
But still, you're wanting to steal 90% of this guy's worth just because, and it's not because you're greedy. It couldn't be.
Mm-mm.
Except that's what it is. You're envious. It's actually probably not greed. It would be envy. You're envious that others have what you do not, and rather than trying to reach that level or reach a level that you're comfortable with, you'd much rather try to bring that person down to your level because it's not fair.
I believe Ayn Rand said that envy was just greed for the unearned. Pretty good right there.
That's,
you know, only she said it with a way thicker accent than that.
Need a few words.
Yeah. All right, that's number two, Bernie.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes we're faced with a crossroads in life and we don't really know which path to take. Maybe you're thinking about a career change or feeling like your relationship needs a little love. Whatever it is, therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find a way forward. I've done therapy in the past, and honestly, it helped me quite a lot. Changed my life, made me who I am today. And our co-host, Charlie, he's still using BetterHelp to this day. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist,
and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. Oh, speaking of greed, I wanted to make this quick point. This here chart is oil. The price of oil per barrel. Speaking of greed, it doesn't go directly along with what Bernie was saying, but I wanted to mention it. Is it truly the case that all of the oil companies decided not to be greedy anymore? Because what I see on this chart is oil that went from about $65 a barrel up to 120. It actually popped up to 130 at one point in time. This chart doesn't show that.
Which Venezuela was happy.
And then, yeah, and then all the way back down to 65, that was down to 66 this morning before it started bouncing. And what happened? Were they only greedy on the left side of this chart? And then everyone was like, okay, greed done. We're done with it now. No one price gouge anymore. All that really changed was people's buying power. Just the market. That's all that changed. So I just wanted to throw that quick tidbit in because I used it in a conversation with someone earlier. Yeah. Number three is equal payday. So you want to describe what we talked about earlier in the week for equal payday?
You want to start with this letter?
I mean, we don't have to go through the whole thing, but, you know, just the synopsis of what we, what your thoughts.
Oh, well, it's not true. That's it. It's the, well, okay. So the wokest leftist talking point, let's say, or even a lot of feminists out there who think that they earn less than men, based on sexism alone, is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when you account for the variables, women make more. And so it's really not fair. Maybe I'm for equal payday, but I'm on the man's side.
I like.
And equal. I know that I'm a white cis male talking about this, but just the facts.
I like equal productivity day. I think men should be able to take the first 3 months of the year off until women catch up, you know? So on the list here for number three, we had that letter that we read earlier in the week.
And you have the president of the United States agreeing with an 8-year-old.
Yeah, probably got to be younger than that.
Might be spelling
errors and terrible handwriting.
5 or 6 years old, yeah.
If it's even a real kid, mm-hmm. honestly. And if it is a kid, your parents suck, kid. I know you're probably listening right now, big fan of the show. Don't be telling your kids about how they're not going to be able to get paid as much as men and in life or anything when they're young enough to not be able to spell and write properly yet, whatever age that is.
Daisy from the live group says, you know, it was actually Biden who wrote that.
Yeah. Probably was.
That's how he spells.
And then the other thing was the screenshot we used from NPR saying that women have to work nearly 15 months to earn what a man earns in 12. And that's been true for decades. The reason they put, and that's been true for decades, is because it's not true. And they know it's not true, but they have to reassert that it's true just to reinforce their position.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome back, welcome back. Declare Your Independence. Ernest Hancock on Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. This conversation that we're continuing with Sterling Lujan, a good friend for many years that's been heavily involved in cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. And he also, a lot of the experts started trying to interface with the man.
with fiat currencies, on brokerages, getting on the stock market, having their companies given the blessing and permission slip from the government. And that, I believe, was where we went wrong and was a big mistake and a waste of time. So now as we're getting into central bank digital currencies that are definitely going to say any and every competition is going to be counterfeit, why are we even interfacing with the fiat currencies of different governments? The cryptocurrencies work great just by themselves. So that's where this conversation is going. You know, the future is going to be. It's going to be, and we're discussing it. Enjoy.
So I'm just like, the problem is that they were dealing on DNS. They actually had this on the man's internet. You know, there's ways to transmit, you know, ones and zeros without using that. I mean, yeah, it used to be fax machines. I mean, crap. I mean, you know, dial up. I mean, what are we talking about? We're sending a text. I mean, this is nothing. You know, you do mesh networks. Satellites are coming. I mean, it is so possible. And the ones that interface, if they are not actively avoiding any interface, then I don't have time for them because I know where that goes. So
right.
It's those yeah. guys. Okay.
Yep, no, I hear you. And I want to, you know, kind of conclude my thoughts here with this by agreeing with you. As a person who has firsthand tried to interact with the system and try to build a cryptocurrency business in this hostile environment, it is a waste of time, to say that nicely. There's also a chance that you could be harmed in the process or even end up in prison for not doing anything strictly illegal, just trying to build a cryptocurrency business and interact with the state and the system and abide by the regulation. It's never going to suit you because the system itself is against everything that you stand for. It is opposed to cryptocurrency. We saw this with Operation Checkpoint 2.0, which you briefly mentioned, and it just doesn't work, right? Unless you completely bend over for the system, like a lot of these exchange has.
Yeah.
Where now they have basically backdoor. They've given back.
So you can launder money through Ukraine. I mean, the Democratic Party. That's all that's going on.
Yeah, I'll get you that list, Ernie. I have a few guys that can probably talk to you. Two of them come to mind directly, and there's probably a few other that will come to mind as well.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, so people understand what we're up against. Operation Choke Point. Let me put it up. Operation Choke Point. You know, go ahead and talk about what you know about it while I bring up the thing.
Yeah, happy to. So just for some background, Operation Choke Point, Choke Point 1.0 was, forget the presidential administration that headed it off at the time.
It was Obama.
That's what I thought as well. Wasn't 100%
2013,
sure.
The
idea was that whenever money services business as a new class of businesses emerged, what happened was the Obama administration had a policy of not saying that those businesses are illegal, and some of the
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Top leaders in Washington are focused on averting a government shutdown this month. Top White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein tells CNBC there has to be give and take on both sides.
I think we need congressional Republicans to match some of the spending cuts that we've all agreed on with some high-end tax increases to inject more fairness into the code.
Republican lawmakers with the Freedom Caucus in the House are repeating an earlier call for steep across-the-board spending cuts. They also want strong border security language in any government funding package. Another continuing resolution to fund the government through early next year is the expected result of all this. United Airlines is triggering log jams at airports with Tuesday's reported request for a ground stoppage. Around noon, the major airline asked to ground all flights due to a reported computer glitch. United Airlines operates roughly 4,900 flights around the world each day to around 300 destinations, including 200 in the U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. We are finishing up our conversation with Sterling Lujan, an expert, professional, been doing it a long time, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, and all the goodies that can come with that. But the entire industry diverted into compliance with the man under the promise of something, and that was a mistake. But fortunately, now that people have had a decade, more than a decade, to get all experted up, get their, 10,000 hours in to be able to, make the blockchain sing, now it's time that we get into the real solution that was the promise from the beginning, to not interface with governments, with fiat currencies, to use it as database surveillance tools of the man. This was the whole point and the promise for a lot of us libertarian, voluntarist, leave me aloneist, anarchist, whatever, the liberty community, that we saw the potential. Well, now we're getting back to it, and that's what this conversation has been about. And now we can, finish up and wrap up the conversation with Sterling Lujan, that has seen the light, and he's always been a good guy. I really enjoy him and his wife. And I met with him several times around the country and the world as we go to these various different Bitcoin, blockchain, cryptocurrency events. And you can see from my perspective, from an old guard guy, that's been around in the liberty community for a long time, whenever empowerment, being from fax machines to email, from printing press to, you know, Substack. I mean, you know, to Twitter. Right? All of this stuff, you can see in every single case, they want to take away the decentralized nature of it, that it's replicated, that it, the data is not censorable or editable or can go away or be deplatformed. These were the heady days of the 90s. And then you saw control starting to come in. Cryptocurrency, when it hit in 09 or so, we became aware of it. We knew what this meant. It was going, here we go. But from the beginning, they incentivize. You know, it's all carrot and stick. You want to know what you get more of in a society? You see what's incentivized, what's, you know, subsidized, what's supported, what's allowed, what's permitted, what's encouraged. You know, and you want to see what you're going to get less of? It's what's punished. So when you punish innovation and productivity with, oh my goodness, you made more money, you got a progressive income tax, and they come after you more, you know, it's just, oh, what do you think is going to happen? So when you have things that are dissuaded and discouraged, like productivity and creating jobs and making money and being productive, that's punished. What's supported and subsidized is inactivity, dependency, disability, sitting on your butt. You know, this is, it's amazing. And now that we have the technology that we can bypass this, that we can just leapfrog over this, we can create our own communities or our own payment systems or our own information, you know, and bypass the propaganda and censorship of what is centrally controlled. This is just the beginning. It's the concept, it's the realization that it can be done. And we, what we're talking about now, as we end this segment, is, and this interview, is that from the early on in my awareness, you know, in my 20s, that I look back and I remember all of these concepts have been discussed. And if you research the revolutionary writings of the founding fathers and mothers and wives and children and soldiers writing back and so on, you get a little bit deeper, you can see the reason, the why. Why were they doing this? It was for a cause of liberty, for freedom. Leave me aloneism. We want to be, the only purpose of government is to defend individual rights. If it's not doing that, it's time to alter or abolish. It's your right. It's your duty. That's Declaration of Independence. The purpose of government, defense of individual rights. And if they're not doing it, then why are they there? What's the point? To enslave me? To have monopoly on force? The central power to kick my butt? You know? So this is an interesting conversation I wanted to share with you, all the great conversations I had this week. And you go to DeclareYourIndependenceWithErnestHancock.com or go to Freedoms Phoenix, Freedom with an S, Phoenix, Phoenix.com. And at the top right, you'll see the icon, that banner that goes into the show. So there's a lot of great shows that I can't share with you on just, you know, one evening a week. But we do a lot. So you go and check it out and enjoy the rest of this conversation with Sterling Lujan. But I'm not willing to freaking brown nose the man for a permission slip that they're not going to give me anyway. So I'm just like, you know, yeah. I've been doing this for decades, Sterling, since the end of the 80s. I'm the OG guy. And I've seen the progression of this stuff. And when crypto and blockchain came available in 09, we understood what it meant. Because I remember in 1988, you go, was it Nakamoto Institute or whatever, they got this up, I had them on, and they remember this letter. They had it on their site. And it was an article that we would publish in the newspaper in the mid-90s. And what it was, from crossbows to cryptography. Do you remember that article? Okay. Pull it up. You know, just put in from crossbows to cryptography and see if it'll come up. And I'll tell you what it's about, and this
doing
is how we do
it. Doing it now. Yep, I'm on the Nakamoto Institute. Chuck Campbell.
Okay, from crossbows to cryptography, Nakamoto Institute. Yep, there it is. Okay. So I show you this here, boom. Now, what this was about, this November 87, okay? The whole thing comes down to this. Of course the king outlawed crossbows. Because the farmers, they just pull it out from under the straw in their ox cart, put a bolt through the knight's chest, and go back to farming. You know? Boom. They had the ability to defend it. It was like a Second Amendment thing. Well, cryptography, they saw the ability for people to be private in their communications and transactions. Of course the king is going to make that illegal. For the same reasons they made crossbows yep. illegal to the peasants, you know, and the serfs in the medieval times. So they go, you know, from crossbows to cryptography, techno-thwarting the state. It's the same thing. So we're going, look, this concept of you have the ability to do exactly what we're talking about, they were talking about this in 87. So as young activists, libertarians, we understood what we were up against. If they can, they are.
Nice.
Okay? So this was the beginning for us when you started going into PGP encryption in the early 90s. You know, Zimmerman was going on about that. Then you had,
Tim May.
I'm sorry?
Timothy May. Those guys. Right. Eric Hughes, Cypherpunks. Yeah. This is really interesting. I think I had heard about this article, but I had never actually read it.
Oh, it's worth a read. You know, it's like, you know, it's amazing. You know, before there were cattle prods, governments tortured their prisoners with clubs and rubber hoses. Before there were lasers for eavesdropping, governments used binoculars and lip readers. I mean, it's just the same as technology thing. So it's a race. I feel like we're in a race. And we finally have caught up with crypto. We got ahead of them, and we're allowing them to catch up because we were trying to interface with them. That was a huge mistake. But after about 10 years, what happens? You get into Malcolm Gladwell's, you know, thing about you get into 10,000 hours, you become an expert on something. You know, so now we're in so like a decade later, all the blockchain guys got their 10,000 hours in so they can start doing it. They can start. We're in that point now. And I'm going, okay, where are these guys? They got their brains hijacked. It was like, you know, the COVID, the lockdown, the mind screw of whatever the hell they did to us, and that it stopped the innovation of getting ahead of them because, of course, crossbows to cryptography. It doesn't matter. If you have a technological ability to resist, they're going to come after you and make an example of you. And this 40-year-old freaking article demonstrated that, and it got blazoned in my cortex, and I never forgot it.
Yeah, nice. I mean, one of the things we didn't mention that's also a problem, and we're still going on this, but the fact that all these major institutional investors kind of came into the crypto space, that speaks to your point about sending people a different direction, but it also speaks to the point of a lot of the folks who came with that movement aren't really interested in our principles and philosophy. They don't really see freedom. They don't really see they see crypto, and they see dollar signs.
Yep.
Right. They see quick money. They're not really concerned about the
freedom is not the answer to that.
Liberty implications. No.
No, so, that's not where they're at. All right, man. We'll wrap it up on there. You don't need me yelling at you anymore. You know? And we're talking. You know, the next. I'll just leave the stream going on, guys, because our next. Guest is Barry Kerwin, that is a good friend that I met at an Orcapoco, him and his now wife, that is in Ireland, and they're trying to kill all the cattle. You know, they're going to, got to save the planet, no more cows. And I'm like, well, where am I going to get my Kerrygold butter? You know, what the hell? So this is, you know, it's amazing what's happening. He's in a land Supreme Court battle, you know, for his land that's been generational, hundreds of whatever the heck. I mean, it's just amazing. And the reason that he went to Anarchapoco initially, God, a decade ago, was because of all this stuff. He's like, there's got to be something that somebody somewhere that's not trying to integrate in the system. I mean, you know, somewhere. Oh, there he is. You got to say hey. Okay, wait. We'll end it with him. All right, come on, Barry. Can I hear you? Give me your video. All right, Barry, go ahead and give me your video, man. Barry. Now, he probably just came on early just to get on. But the, you know, this is, he's one of us, definitely one of us. And we have a one of us or a bunch of us all around the world. You know, Sterling knows this. He's friends with all of them. You know, and cryptocurrency, but everybody speaks English. Do they speak you have to converse in other languages, or most everybody there, you know, second, you know, pretty good language, English.
Yeah, pretty good language, pretty strong English existence in the crypto space. Most everyone speaks English fluently, even if they're from, let's say, South Korea, for example.
You know, I appreciate us spending the time. I'm hoping you get to say hey to Barry real quick. But, you know, this is the solution, even to a lot of the problems that Barry and I are going to be discussing internationally. And I'm amazed that it's not the it is for guys at Cordal and Bastion and IPFS, you know, that's kind of pulled away from Filecoin, just the protocol. They're just doing it. We're just doing it, you know, been doing it for years. And, you know, a lot of other people that are taking this tack also, different festivals, different, you know, I don't think the Rainbow people are, you know, got a whole bunch of bank accounts. I have no idea. But right. The mindset in the crypto space, an anarchist like Sterling, people that understand firsthand dealing with the man, and they're still trying to interface with him, I have to understand what the shit is going on. So I don't even care, don't want to know. Sterling, you, other people, you're going down this road. We got resources, help, and examples to be able to participate in it that we've already demonstrated that we're doing. Pirates Without Borders with the promotion of decentralization of everything. Agorist.market, blackmarketfridays.com. All this is to promote that. And then who's on our team? Bunch of people, including James Corbett. Corbett says something, boom, they go look. Okay? So when you're ready, let me know, and we'll go down this road, and then watch the shit show if you guys get shot and arrested and blown up or whatever. But, you know, it's, but we're going to make them make you and make them say it. Make them say it! Okay?
I love it.
All right, man.
Hey, I'll get you that list, and I'll check out all the stuff that you have going on, and with especially with AgriMarket and your partners there.
Well, we're really going towards... Oh, I didn't even show you this. All right. I got to pull it up for Barry anyway. Okay.
Sure.
OccupyTheLand.org. This is what Donna and I are building in Arizona.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So this
kinda
is...
looks like...
Yeah, we built a prototype on the smaller domes in Washington last summer. We're here getting there, and I figured out what equipment I need to make it go a lot faster, you know. And I don't give a crap, dome, not dome, that's not the point. The reason the dome is because the least amount of material to enclose the most space, and it was cheaper, you know. And I'm going, well, I can do this. They go, oh, it's so spaceshipy, my wife is always, you better have wood inside, you know, that kind of crap. But so I'm dealing with this. It may be a little bit different, but that's generally the floor plan of our home in North Phoenix, because we really like the way that we had that work. On the right is the master bath and closet, and then with the bedroom, and then that far back one is my studio, and then the main room, and then the guest house, and then a garage, and then you got to have my VTOL get flying car kiss my ass, you know, that's just the way it is. But the you know, so this is what we're doing now. I you know, my thing is, I don't really care, you know, do domes, do a teepee, I don't give a crap. All right? You do a TP, you know, put your bus in a thing. Doesn't matter to me. Don't care. It's not the point. It's occupy the land. It's that they don't want you on the land. They do not want you being able to homeschool, grow your own food, having a community that you don't need them. They don't want you to have your... So this is where we're at, okay? All right, there's Barry. Barry, say hey to Sterling Lujan. I want him to, you know, touchy-feely space on you and say, yo, what's up? There you go. Now hey, we're going to get Barry.
Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
Yeah, doing quite well. We just got through with a nice long talk.
Yeah, he got yelled at, you know.
That's all right. Pop a hand. That's expected.
You know, well, this is... You know, we'll get right to Barry. I just wanted you guys to say, because Barry's a freedom fighter. You know, in Ireland, I met at an Arcapoco, and it's just been... so universal and global, and when he got married during lockdown, you know, we couldn't go. And I'm so pissed. You know, this is a man, and a lot of people had dead relatives, a lot of tragedies happened at home, couldn't travel. It's kind of, you know, and now they're wanting to do it again. Oh, seriously.
Hey, Barry, nice to meet you. I'm going to have to jump, Bernie. Thank you so much. And Barry, let's get each other's contact info. Ernie can set us up.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. You guys need to get hooked up.
Okay.
Peace, man. Talk to you later, Sterling. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Cheers, brother.
Bye. Another interesting and informative interview, was it not? Then I love sharing these with you guys, but I just want everyone to understand we're definitely at the end of the beginning, you know. I don't know about the beginning and the end, but it's the end of the beginning. And what is coming? There is coming an understanding, an enlightenment of a lot of people. The living on the dole, sitting back, collecting a paycheck from the sweat of another's brow. These are all the kinds of things a lot of great writers have, you know, brought up over millennia, of how societies go down. It's not the value of productivity, of work, of creating. And if you can create a device or a robot or artificial intelligence to do everything for you, you know, cool. But you got to be careful of what it takes away from being a human being. You know, the accomplishment, the biofeedback. You know, that's a good example. There was a gentleman I interviewed that was very wealthy. He invented a medical procedure or device. He had a problem with his wife. He was kind of a Yankee ingenuity, make it happen kind of guy. And it was a difficult birth, and there was, you know, a device, and, you know, I can't remember what it was, but it made it a lot. Oh, it was a speed in doing a blood analysis or something on them at what stage of pregnancy, and it took so long, and he saw it threatened his wife's life, and he was like, oh, no, we can make this better. This needs to be a lot better, a lot faster, and he actually created it. Now, of course, he had to go through a bunch of the man crap, but he made a great deal of money. But he was very concerned in maximizing his own personal performance in his mind and body. So during this process, he had the resources to do it. What he did is he started shooting. And I'm like, where did this shooting thing come into this? Because he needed a way to measure his cognitive ability, his accuracy, his connection between his mind and his motor skills. There was some, you know, metric that he could have that would tell him if he was concentrating, if he was able to master his body. And one of the ways was shooting, because it had immediate feedback, biofeedback. You pull the trigger, you take, he's very regimented in how he shot. You know, we were at a shooting class, you know, that's where we met, and a friend had an expert come and teach us a lot about shooting and so on, and he was a participant in that. And it was very mechanical. He went down, he'd do the exact same thing every time, the way he was breathing, the way he squeezed the trigger, the way he used the scope, that everything. And he was very good, but what he got out of it was immediate biofeedback. Ding, ding, ding. And, you know, or the target would get the holes in the bullseye. So it was, for him, it was, how can I make use of some kind of feedback that I can get to where I can understand I'm doing it right? You know, I'm mastering my, do you master your domain? I mean, you know, that was kind of his mindset. And it was amazing in the conversation of how he worked on his physical performance, his strength, his speed, everything. It was all about fine-tuning his body. I remember he did what he called Spartan exercises. It's like you just do, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes of burpees or something. It's, you know, real intense workout, get your heart rate way up, and you're done. You know, that was, you know, one of his techniques to maintain his fitness. But it was interesting to talk to him of all the things he was capable of doing, all of the things that he could build and buy and enjoy in life. He wanted to focus on the maximization of his mind and his body. And he saw, you know, shooting was just, you know, one. You know, I'm trying to think of another one that would be even better. or different or the same, or, you know, I'm sure there's things out there, you know, different gaming and stuff that you could do, but to actually have in the physical world that you can do and control your breathing and your motor skills and your concentration and your steadiness and ding, you know, you've got the bullseye. So this is the kind of thing that you look into the future. What is the positive reinforcement, the biofeedback? What bell are you get? What ding do you get? What in the bullseye do you get? Well, it's all over the place. There is no bullseye. It's just preference. Violate someone else's self-esteem with a bad meme and lose 50 points. You know, you have a what's rewarded. Oh, you made a bunch of extra money. Well, IRS needs more of that then, you know. This is the kind of thing that we kind of focus on, and you want to see what's the future going to be, what's rewarded, what positive feedback do you get on your actions and things that you do, and what's punished. If you take the time to sit down with your children and educate them, you're serious about the future. You're to the point that you're willing to have one of the spouses will take the time to teach a grandparent. You do apprenticeships. You work on this, and you get positive feedback. Better, well-rounded, mature, confident, because they're competent in something, children. Well, is that rewarded or is that punished? And if it's punished, you know, what is rewarded by the state? Compliance, silence, sit in your chair, shut up. You know, we got to give you special chemicals, you know, because you realize that, you know, school is boring and you got legs. And I'm walking over here. I'm going over here. I'm talking over here. Nope, not allowed. Got to conform to the norm of everybody else. So this is what you'll hear a lot about on this show. Is that we're emphasizing what should be rewarded. Well, at least tolerated. I mean, you know, innovation, productivity, inspiration, you know, actually getting stuff done and making life better for everyone. Well, hope you enjoyed the show this week. I really appreciate you guys listening, certainly through my rant to the end. Hey!
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.